pretty complete performance from
you guys. You've rolled them early and then got the runs pretty well, just one down. Must be happy with it.
Yeah, extremely happy. We've had Thunder probably had our measure the last few times we've played against them, so I think we're really keen to come in and put a good performance in. Their home ground, they play well here, so it was really nice in the end.
Yeah, the wicket was described as too basic a couple of times in the Thunder's innings. How do you find it? It seemed to get a little bit easier as the game went on.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a theory that it probably can get a little bit easier to bat under lights. Even when we were batting tonight, it still felt a little bit too paced as well. I guess the scoreboard pressure probably, it has an impact on how the risks that you can take and things like that out there. But, I thought it was a good surface. Ollie Davies played really nicely and hit the ball nice, so you could still get runs out there. But, always those drop-in wickets tend to be a bit too paced.
Lesion improved his place, obviously 3 points clear now with 4 rounds to go.
Very good. Any time you can win a game and keep the momentum going, that's something we've really talked about as a group, is to try and grab hold of the momentum that we've got and really cherish it and go as far as we can with it. So it's been going really nice as a group, and it was a good win tonight and a good performance.
They had some nice momentum there. Davies and Horn had a 60-odd run partnership, but you managed to wrestle it back. That's good.
You did a great job. Foot bowlers, responded. I feel like last 3 or 4 games, probably at that halfway mark, we've been staring down the barrel in those grounds of a really challenging score. And the bowling group have really responded awesome. Sticking to plans. Backing their skills in, taking wickets, obviously, which really helps. And, tonight was another demonstration of that, which is great.
Steve Eskenazi is not a bloke we were talking about before. He hadn't really had too much. He had a few couple of beautiful rams and really nice touches. Better what?
Played really nicely tonight. He's a very, classy player. He looks really nice on the eye, I feel. And obviously, he's got some nice little tricks as well. So, in the game so far, he's looked good and looked ominous. Practice games, he's played really nicely. So, we know what Stevie brings, and I think he'll take a lot of confidence from tonight to get a score, and hopefully he can build on that, which is great.
Was there a bit of a come out hard? Like, obviously chasing a smallish total, sort of put a bit of doubt in on him pretty early. Like, he obviously got out pretty hard. You have to listen to a fair bit of the ball as well. Like, is that something you guys spoke about?
I think in those chases, if you can come out and get some runs on the ball quickly, it just really hurts the momentum of the opposition a little bit. So you can get the run rate down quickly and get the runs under the balls to come, and I think if you can do that, it always really changes the energy and what you need to do as a group out there. So Stevie got away really nicely for us in the power play, and I think that just really set our chase up nicely.
Thinking about doing that power surge just in those last couple of overs, just to really put your foot on their throats a bit.
We did think about taking it, but in the end, we had a couple of overs where, we were able to score some runs and get a couple of bigger overs in. So in the end, we didn't need to get there, but it was something we talked about. At another stage, we could have taken it, but not tonight.
Just a word on debutant David Payne. He obviously took a wicket with his second ball. What did you think of his debut performance?
I thought Payne was outstanding today. He swung the ball beautifully early to their left-handers and picked up Jilks in his first over. So I thought he was outstanding, and even bowling at the back end of the innings as well. Showcases change-ups and things like that. So his confidence will be huge from that. That game, and hopefully it's something he can build on for us for the remainder of the tournament. It's great to have him here.
And obviously Lance came back into the side tonight. He bowled really, very quickly. What do you make of the squad depth of that bowling list?
Yeah, I think it's probably one of our strengths is the depth that we've got. So a couple of injuries, and Payne comes in, and Lance comes in and makes a really good impact. So it's something we pride ourselves on, and it was on show tonight.
Brilliant.
Thank you.